News analyst Daniel Shore says Bob Dole is right to question whether big donations to President Clinton's re-election campaign affected U.S. policy, but he says Dole should remember that the issue is a double-edged sword.
Robert Dole has been revving up to assail President Clinton tomorrow night on the issue of hundreds of thousands of dollars in campaign money from Indonesian fat cats. By coincidence, if that's what it is, the Justice Department chose this moment to announce that the agribusiness company of Dole's fat cat friend Dwayne Andreas has agreed to plead guilty and pay $100 million in a price-fixing case that's been under investigation for 4 years. Let's be clear. Over the years, Andreas has been an equal opportunity greaser of the wheels of government. He has given to Hubert Humphrey and to Bill Clinton. He has given to Ronald Reagan and to Richard Nixon. Indeed, his secret $25,000 check to the Nixon campaign committee ended up, apparently without his knowledge, being used to pay for the Watergate break-in. The gentle rain of bipartisan donations has more than paid for itself in federal subsidies for grain exports, and especially in tax breaks for ethanol, the gasoline additive derived from corn. The libertarian Cato Institute called Archer Daniels Midland the most prominent recipient of corporate welfare in U.S. history. Dole was not only an ardent supporter of Andreas' causes, but a special friend. He bought his Florida condominium from the Archer Daniels chairman at a very reasonable price, and he's also flown in company planes. On the issue of the Indonesian money for Clinton, the Dole campaign has compiled a list of questions, such as, what special access to the president did the contributors get? If the Indonesian money wasn't to buy influence, what was it for? Excellent questions that could as easily be addressed to most politicians, including Dole. What hard bargains are made with the soft money that befouls the political process? So it would be great if tomorrow night Dole were to ask whether $425,000 from Indonesia's Lippo Group, supporter of dictator General Suharto, bought an American go-easy policy on repression in East Timor. And equally great if the president asked how much corporate welfare Dwayne Andreas bought with his largesse. A good hot argument about the corruption of money in politics might actually draw a television audience. This is Daniel Shore.